Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Spencer Whitelow, and this is the Spencer Show. And tonight we're doing an after show of The Empire Season 2, the mid-season finale. We'll feature Lucius fighting. And tonight we're going to do something a little different. We're going to take a few of the characters and we're going to project, project what we want the characters to do. So my characters is Andre, Jamal, and Portia. And Jeff, and yours are?
Cookie, Lucius, and Anika.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start first, and I'm going to go with Portia. Now, we all knew that Portia got fired, and then she got rehired on a day-to-day basis, you know, if she stays or not. But I know one of the scenes from the previous episode that Hakeem was missing, and Portia asked, could she rap? So my thing for Portia is, I wonder if she ever going to get the chance to rap. So my thing with Portia, I wanted her to rap. And with Andre, I would say, I don't know, that's interesting. I mean, I think the issue of dealing with his bipolar is an important issue. But I'm wondering what they're really going to do, you know, with his character. You know, are they going to show him like, they kind of showed him already when he wasn't taking his medicine and he has to get hospitalized. So that was one, you know, important episode. I just want to see him getting better, and I want him to have more directions with the label. Gutter Music Company. So I just want his character to do that. Jamal, I just want him to have less singing on the episode. I want him to interact with more people, you know, like his boyfriend and his other friends, and see what type of other friends that he has, you know, in his life, you know, besides, you know, his mom and his brothers and his dad. I mean, you know, him and Becky is pretty close, but you know, that's but Becky left and is working for Andre. So that's basically all of what I have right now. Jeff, what do you have?
Okay, so this episode of Empire was pretty much interesting. Lucius got Trita under his belt, which is like his new / daughter son, to come after Hakeem and Cookie over at Lion Dynasty. That blew up in his face because Hakeem locked the crowd. Okay, so I kind of want Lucius to take a back seat, kind of like lose his record company. to Mimi, but that ain't gonna happen because then you wouldn't have Empire. So I guess that's wishful thinking. I don't know. I like where Lucius is going, but I'm really interested in how he takes Empire forward, looking at the fact that he has strong competition from Dynasty, Lion Dynasty, with, you know, Cookie now going to, you know, do Hakeem's album. But also, I think that she's going to do Jamal's album. So I really want to see how that goes. As for Cookie, it seems like Empire is so damn crazy that it would be interesting if Cookie got an STD from the little guy that she's sleeping with now. Even though he's trying to blackmail or extort more money off of it, that whole storyline needs to be cut because it really doesn't make any sense. But, you know, but then what does on Empire? As for Anika, her little scene in Empire was quite interesting. She got hooked up with Hakeem, trying to make love to him to tell him that she's pregnant. I guess she's assuming from her perspective that Hakeem, prior to this episode, was into her. But then Hakeem comes to tell her that he's into the new chick that's the leader of his singing group. So, Honey Boo Boo, or whatever her damn name is, Boo Boo Kitty, somehow didn't mention to him that she's pregnant, which I thought would be really, really interesting. But I guess all that's going to be saved for the finale. Well, the winter finale, or whatever it's called. So anyway, I'm really interested in how that's going to play out with the girl getting into the limo and then Anika's driving the car away. I don't know how that's going to go, but it's going to be really, really interesting.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say that we find out in this episode what happened to Carol. They said she was a scam artist, and she dropped the kids at Kansas. That's Vivica Fox's character. She dropped the kids with her. So that's why Kansas came to see Cookie this evening. I mean, you know, this episode. So we finally find out what happened to Carol, so now we know. So I don't know if they're going to just leave it like that or if they're going to bring Carol back to the you know, to the episode or whatever. But Vivica, Candace, Vivica, her part, I liked a lot. You know, she was a very strong character. And then, you know, I liked how her and Cookie went on back and forth. And, you know, it was cool. I mean, you know, it was slang words, but it wasn't, you know, alternative. And, you know, it was like, you know, two sisters that's talking and, you know, as we call it, you know, going off on each other. So
right.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Okay, first of all, it's like if Candace could find Cookie at the damn club, why couldn't she have found her at her office? So that didn't make sense to me. But then Empire is always over the top. So anyway, you got Candace coming into the bar or wherever, the club or wherever they were at. Security guards holding her back, and she's screaming. I'm like, if she could find out where she was hanging at, because this is almost like an after party and Candace wasn't at the show, then, you know, why couldn't she have found her phone number or saw her on the street or saw her at Popeye's Chicken or something like that? So I thought that was very interesting, but then that's very Empire. But, yeah, I agree with you. You know, the interaction was really interesting. Because obviously Candace has, like, you know, married, you know, quote unquote, what we say in the black community, married up by hooking up with a white man and screaming that she got money. But then Cookie went in on her talking about your shoes look like you ain't got money. So I don't know how that's going to play out. And it doesn't seem like they've seen each other in like 17 years. So how did Carol, they all starts with C. How did Carol find Candace if Candace, like, kind of, like, erased her past from the hood? So, anyway, I thought all that was interesting. I want to really see how that plays out.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, I Googled the show this week, but they didn't state about if next week is going to be, like, 2 hours. Now, that would be interesting. I think, if I recall right, last year, it was 2 hours. So it's interesting. What do you think? You think they're going to do 2 hours?
See, I'm confused. So I was thinking that we got one more episode with like, the new arrival. I mean, there's so many damn people on the show. I can't remember them all, but I mean, I don't know her name on the show, but Alicia Keys, right? I thought we were going to get that episode the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and then the Wednesday after Thanksgiving was the last episode. But then I could be wrong. So I thought there was two more episodes left. And then I'm thinking, since this is not the season finale, just the winter finale, that it would only be just 1 hour. Because it's going to come back on in January or February, correct?
Right, right. Usually they come back on in January. Now, if they bring it back in February, that's kind of stretching it. So they might lose some audience if they do that.
I liked how they did it last year. You know, give me 9, 10, 11, 12 episodes, run them back to back, bam, 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 and then I'm done for the summer. I mean, it's just like, I mean, like I said, they're stretching and pulling and getting on my nerves, but, you know, I'm still down for the show. Last season I was all in, I was 10. Now I'm like around the 8, you know, which is still pretty good, you know, but so is it going to be 2 episodes, like one next week and then one the following week, or you're saying that next week is the end?
Yeah, next week is the winter. What is that? The fall. Finale. Yeah.
Yeah, fall finale. Yeah, because winter ain't after. I mean, before Christmas. Yeah. I don't know, but don't worry, I'll be tuned in. See how it goes, what's going down, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, one more question before we go. Do you think Hakeem won, or do you think Frida won?
Okay, lyrically speaking, I think Frida was the best. In terms of hyping the crowd, I think Hakeem was the best. So, because Jamal told him, don't worry about battling her because she is who she is. Because you remember when he said to his mom, because he was doubting her, you know, her love and affection, that, you know, his song is number 4 on the charts. So what that's what he did, was revert not to the actual battle with her, because she's not even on his level in terms of, like, popularity and you know, recording and you know, album sales. So Jamal was telling him, don't go in there battling her like you from the street, because you're not. Go in there and battle her, telling her that you a star, your star is already shining, and you need to come up, Frida, and you ain't got there yet. So,
yeah.
So lyrically, Frida was the best. In terms of hyping the crowd, Hakeem was the best. So who's the winner? I don't know what type of battle it was. So, I mean, in my mind, they're kind of tied, but, again, Hakeem rocked the crowd. Yeah.
Right, he rocked the crowd, and, like, lyrically and streetwise, she definitely freestyled. So that's the end of our show, and I was going to thank you for listening. If you want to follow me on Facebook at The Spencer Show. And you can also send me an email at thespencershow372@gmail.com. And if you ever in Detroit, please try out Park's Old Style Barbecue. That's 744 Bovian, and their phone number is 313-873-7444. And their lunch hour is at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I charge the combo with 2 ribs, 2 wings, and 1 side. And it was delicious. All right. Good night, everybody.